Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I bless the name of Jesus for being here today. Amen. God bless everybody. Amen. If you are listening to me right now, it is Saturday. Yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. And if you are listening to me right now, you are blessed. Not because you're hearing my voice, not because it's me, not because it's Adam Tuggle. I'm going to take minister out of it. But not because you're listening to me, but because you are in the land of the living. If you're hearing my voice today, you are in the land of the living. And that is a reason to give God praise on today in Jesus' name. We praise God for being here on today, on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning, afternoon, wherever you're listening to the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle from. We send you blessings and greetings in Jesus' name on today. Man, before we get started, I want to give honor to the Lord for the blessings that I have received in my life. I thank God for people. I thank God for people in my life. I'm not going to name any names, but they know who they are in Jesus' name, because they wouldn't want me to name names. But I thank God for the blessing that I received on last week. I praise God for the blessing in Jesus' name, and them, and the Lord using a certain individual to bless me and my family in Jesus' name. I thank God. I want to give God honor and glory and honor and praise for that in Jesus' name. I'm getting the preliminaries out of the way, y'all. I also want to say happy birthday to my best friend. We've been best friends since high school, Ebony Cousin. If you're listening, or you will be listening later, happy belated birthday. Her birthday was on yesterday. I praise God for you being my best friend. I praise God for you, and you. I praise God for your friendship in Jesus' name, and I pray that the Lord bless you with many, many more birthdays in Jesus' name. Amen. On today, we have a phenomenal, phenomenal show today, y'all. We are talking about praise and worship. And I know last week we talked about praise and worship, and I said on last week that we would finish this up and that we would dive deeper into this topic on today, because it is very, very it's a topic that people talk about a lot. People talk about a lot, but they don't get into the depths of praise and worship. It's more than just a shout. It's more than just a cry. It's more than just a waving of hands. It's more than that. And when you get deep into the Word of God, when we go deep into the Word of God, we will see how deep praise and worship is in our lives, and what it does for us, and what it does for God, for us to praise and worship Him. Amen. Because praise and worship, I'm going to say this before we dive into the scriptures, praise and worship is a must when in our walk with Christ. Now, we hear a lot of people in a lot of churches saying, you know, we have praise and worship, and they have these praise teams, and I'm not against praise teams, but I am against the praise teams doing it all. When you sing a couple songs and everybody just sits down, I do have a problem with that, because the Bible does not say that. That's where I have the problem. And you might say, well, that's a personal thing, and you can't add and you can't take away from the Word of God. Well, yes, you can't add and take away from the word of God, but you have to let the people praise the Lord. Amen? Because praise and worship can lead to a breakthrough. I know that prayer and fasting and supplication leads to breakthroughs too, and I know fasting and prayer are the big key factors of breakthroughs. But in praise, we can get our breakthrough. In worship, we can get our breakthrough. And some of the things that we go through in our life, we can praise our way out. We can worship our way out. So praise and worship is a big key factor in our walk with Christ. It's a big key factor. Along with prayer, along with fasting, along with reading our word, along with living our life the way that God would call us to. But all of these different things are key factors. But praise and worship are weapons of mass destruction when it comes to our walk with Christ and the destruction of the enemy's kingdom. Amen. I'm going to say it again. Praise and worship is a weapon of mass destruction when it comes to the enemy's kingdom and our walk with God. It builds us up and it destroys the enemy's kingdom. Amen. We're going to go to Psalms 150, and I'm going to try today to just talk to you today, just so that the people, so that you as the people of God can get an understanding of what praise and worship is, because there's a depth in this. There's more than just, like I said, it's more than just a run. It's more than just, lifting of your hands. It's more than just bowing before him. There are key elements in praise and worship. We're going to go to Psalms 150. Let's go to Psalms 150. And let's see what Psalms 150 says first. There are two scriptures that I want to dive into first. One of them is Psalms 150, and we'll go to the other one in a minute. But Psalms 150, this is talking about, before we read it, this is talking about praise. And Psalms itself, the book of Psalms, is the book of praise. When you talk about praise, you have to include the book of Psalms. David wrote the book of Psalms because he was giving praise and adoration unto God. Amen. David was a praiser. He praised him so much that one time he danced out of his clothes. We all know the story behind that. David was giving adoration unto God and letting us know that we can praise the Lord. Not only can we, but we are contracted to praise the Lord. Amen? That's why I said this is deeper than what just saying the word praise and worship. It's deeper than that. It's deeper than what than a run and a hand wave. It's deeper than that. Amen? Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. These verses is letting us know the different ways to praise the Lord. And it's letting us know who can praise the Lord. Amen? That's why it goes deeper than that. Now let's go to John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24.
Because I want you to realize something. I want you to see what the Lord is trying to show us on today. As we saw that in Psalms 150, at the end of that verse, in verse number 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Now, I want you to hold on to that verse right there, verse number 6 of Psalms 150, because I'm getting ready to let y'all know of something. Amen. In the book of John, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, and it reads, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." Amen. Verse 24, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." All right? Now, as I said before, this is very, very deep, okay? Watch this. I want you to look at, I want to go back to verse 6 of Psalms 150, and then I want y'all to look at John chapter 4, verse 24, okay? That verse 24. I'm going to read verse 24 again. "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Now, these two verses in these two different scriptures, in Psalms 150, verse number 6, and in John chapter 4, verse 24, we are going to look in the depths of this. Now, first thing, I'm going to say this. Everybody can praise the Lord, okay? Everybody can praise the Lord. How do we know this? Verse number 6 of Psalms 150 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord." That sums it up, okay? That shows us that every living person and every breathing thing can praise the Lord. Amen? Now, watch this. In John chapter 4, verse 24, it says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Now, what is that telling us? That is telling us that everybody cannot worship God. Amen? Well, how do we know that? You might say, well, Minister Adam, how can you say I can't worship God, or how can you say everybody can't worship God? Right here in verse 24, at the end of verse 24, it says, "They that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth." Now, you have to have his spirit to be able to worship him in the spirit. Amen? It's a difference between praise and worship. Are very, very powerful, but they're two different things, okay? They're two different things. They're two different type of weapons, and not everybody can use worship. You have to be in God to be able to use the weapon of worship. Let me give you the definition of what worship is. Worship is the feeling or expression of adoration for a deity. Okay? Worship is the feeling or expression of adoring for a deity. That means you adore that thing. We as people, sometimes, and this is the reason why worship is in deeper. Actually, worship is deeper than praise, because worship, everybody can't worship God, but everybody can praise God. As long as you have life in your body, you can praise the Lord. There is something about worship that is not there are let me see how to say this. There are deeper levels in worship than there are in praise. Worship, praise is, yes, we're contracted to praise him. Everybody should praise the Lord. Everybody living. As soon as that verse says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, that was the contract right there that God has put in front of us that everybody should praise the Lord. The reason why everybody can praise the Lord, and this is what the Lord gave to me, it is bringing us up to where the Lord wants us to be. Amen. Everybody can praise the Lord. But when you go into, praise can lead to your salvation. You might say, well, how can praise lead to my salvation? Because when you praise the Lord, it activates you in the spirit. It moves you in the spirit. You can praise the Lord and end up receiving the Holy Ghost. I've seen people do it. They praise the Lord so much, and the Holy Ghost fell on them. And they received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Amen. With worship, worship is different. Worship is a submission unto God. That is why only the saints of God can worship him, because it is a submission. It is humbling. When you worship God, you are humbling yourself unto him. It's not just saying, God, you're great, God, you're honor, God, you're glorious, God. It's not just that. It is a submission unto God. Praise is a submission, but praise is a praise is like, let me see how to say this. Praise is a free will. Worship, we should worship God on a day-to-day basis. Worship is intimacy to God. Praise moves God, and he dwells in the midst of praise, as the Bible says. But praise is different than worship. Amen. Like I said, worship is a submission, is a humbleness. It's teaching us how to be humble. Amen. That's why I said praise lifts us. Praise lifts us, and it not just lifts us, it lifts God, because we're praising him. We're giving him his glory. We're giving The glory that the Lord wants, he gets that from our praise. That's why he says he dwells in the midst of praises. Now watch this. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. The Bible also says he dwells in the midst of praises. Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. He inhabits. That means he's in the midst of the praise. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. You have the liberty to receive salvation, which means you have the liberty, once you receive salvation, you have the liberty to worship him. See, that's why I said praise and worship is more deeper than what people think. Praise and worship is not just a run around the church. Praise and worship is not just bowing before him. It's not just getting on an altar and praying. Worship is deeper than that. Worship is intimacy with God. Worship is not asking God for things. Worship is honoring him, telling him how much you love him, how much you honor him, how much he's done. It's not asking God for anything, but you're adoring him. That's what worship is. It is a submission unto God. And the only way we can be actually humble is being filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, because the same spirit that God had when he was on the earth, when you get the Holy Ghost, you will have that same spirit. He had humility in him. When God was on the earth, he humbled himself. He humbled himself even to come to the earth. That's why worship is so, it is deeper than just laying at the altar. It's deeper than that. Watch this, y'all. Praise is an express warm approval or admiration. Amen? That's what praise is, to express warm approval. You are approving what God has done for you. That's praise. You're approving. You are giving him your approval. Worship is not approval. Worship is honoring God. That lifts God. That's giving him his glory. God don't need your approval with his glory. That's why it's different. That's why it's different. God don't need your approval for his glory. Look, there's a lot of people that think that the church won't want, I said I wasn't going to do this, but the Lord wanted me to go there. The church won't run well without me. Oh, if I'm not up there leading praise service, the praise service won't go right. The devil is a liar. The Lord don't need you with your penny pop self. In the words of my former pastor, with your penny pop self, the Lord does not need us. We need him. When you go into praise, that's why I said praise and worship is deeper than just words. It's deeper than just than just a testimony. It's deeper than that. Praise is your approval for what God has done for you. Worship is submission. That's what it is. Worship is submission. Praise is approval. Amen. Praise is being thankful to the Lord. Let's go to Psalms 100. Psalms 100, verse number 4. Let's go there real quick. I'm going to show y'all. Praise is being thankful to the Lord. That is approval. Approval. Amen. You're approving what he's done for you in your life. Amen. I'm go here to Psalms 100. And if you want to chime in on the topic today, I would love for you to call in and give your testimony, and this would be the perfect time to do so. If you want to give your testimony, we will stop this show for you to give your testimony. Amen? Because I want to interact with you guys. Amen? All right, Psalms 100, verse number 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter into his courts with what? Praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen? This is what praise is, being thankful, entering into his presence with thanksgiving, approval, being thankful, amen, and enter his courts with praise. Praise is approval. You say thank you, and then you give it, you show your appreciation with your approval, with your praise unto him. God, you're glorious. God, you're mighty. God, you did so much for me. Thank you. You've been there for me. Thank you. Thank you for giving me that new house. Thank you for giving me that new car. Thank you for giving me that new job. Thank you for giving me the spirit to be able to praise you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you for allowing me to see a brand new day. Thank you. That's praise. And then your approval by you praising him and giving him his glory. That's praise. It's deeper. Goes way deeper. Amen. Now, I want to go to First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29. Now, I'm about to show you. Worship is showing honor unto the Lord. Let's go to First Chronicles. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29. Amen. And I want you to take these scriptures down because this will help you in your walk with Christ. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29. All right? See, this is what worship is. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 29. And it reads, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Bow, right there. This is why this shows us everybody can't worship him. You got to be holy. You got to have his spirit to be able to worship him. Worship is more than just crying, physically lifting your hands or physically laying on an altar. It's more than that. It's more than that. You might say, "Wow, Minister Adam, I didn't know all of this. Wait a minute. So how deep can I get into worship?" You can go deep into worship. You can go deep into worship, man. I promise you. You can go deep into praise. I've been so deep in praise and in worship. Now watch this. One day I was about, I want to say about 15, 16 years old at the time. I was still in school. I do remember that. And we were in service, and we had a high time in the Lord. And one of my church members asked me to go downstairs to our basement to help my pastor with something. And I was so high in the spirit, in praise. I went downstairs, and I thought I was done praising him because, you know, I was, you know, all tore up and everything, and I was trying to get downstairs. But I started praising the Lord all over again. And I started speaking in tongues, and I was trying to get my, you know, I went downstairs and my dad was down there, and this is before he became pastor. I was being sent to help my former pastor at the time. And I went downstairs, and I was trying to talk to my pastor, and I said, "Mother, so-and-so told me to do so-and-so." And then I kept saying hallelujah all the way downstairs. I kept saying hallelujah because I didn't want to leave the presence of God. But I had to, you know, I still wanted to do what that person asked me to do. But I didn't want to leave the presence of God. So I kept saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when I got to my pastor, I was telling her what the person told me and everything. And then I kept saying hallelujah, hallelujah. And then I just started speaking in tongues all over again. And my pastor was like, "What, man, praise him. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Praise him." And I was going up the stairs, and I was drunk in the spirit. And my father had to help me up the stairs because I was so into the spirit of God. I was so into the praises of God that I fell into worship. Because when you tap in, it's different when you're praising God and you're just praising him, but it's different when you're praising God and you tap into worship. Because then you're tapping into submission. Amen. Because you can go from, if you're in Christ, you can go into praise and tap into worship. But what you should do if you're in Christ, you should start every praise service with worship. We should start every praise with worship. I know we say praise and worship, but we should start with worship, giving honor to the Lord. Amen? I promise you it'll make the service go so, but it'll make the praise and worship service go so much smoother. Honoring him, welcoming him, welcoming in his glory, welcome his Shekinah glory into the room, ushering in the Shekinah glory, ushering in the glory of the Lord with worship. You are welcomed in this place, Lord. This is your house. You're welcomed here. You're welcome to sup with us. You're welcome to sit down with us. You're we bow at your feet, God. We honor you. That's what worship is. Amen? This is what worship is. We got to worship him in the spirit, in the beauty of holiness, and in his spirit. We talked about holiness a week ago. Not last week, but the week before. We talked about holiness. This is why we have to have holy living, so we can worship the name of Jesus. It's deeper than that. Anyone can praise the Lord and praise him in different ways. Let's go to Psalms 149, verse number 6. Let's go to Psalms 149, verse 6. Everyone can praise the Lord and praise him in different ways. Watch this. I want you to see this. That's Psalms 149, verse 6. Because I want you guys to understand this. I want you to understand this. And it reads, let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand. We praise the Lord in many different ways. As we read in Psalms 150, it showed us how to praise the Lord. Many different ways to praise the Lord. This is another way. With our mouth, giving praise and glory and admiration unto the Lord. We praise him in Psalms 150, as we read in Psalms 150. It says, and we'll read it again. We'll read that again. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Now watch this. I'm finna go there, y'all. There are some people that say, well, I don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God. That ain't what the Bible says. That is not what the Bible says. It says, we just read this. Well, I praise God at home and God is everywhere. He said in this verse right here, it says, praise God in his sanctuary. You might say, well, his sanctuary can be anywhere. No, that's the church house. So basically he just told you to go to church. Just saying. Praise him in the firmament of his power. We have to praise him in the midst of his power. When he moves, we praise him. When he moves, we praise the name of Jesus. When he's moving throughout the atmosphere, we have to praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise him for his mighty acts. He has an excellent statue. His statues are excellent, and we got to praise him for that. We got to praise him for the stands that he has set for us. Because if you don't have standards, you'll fall for anything. Amen. We have to have standards, and God has set a standard. We got to praise him for his statutes and his standards that he has set for us. He draws the line for us so that we won't go over the line and end up in a place where we can't get back to him. We got to praise him for that. He set boundaries for us for a reason. There's boundaries set. In the kingdom of God, there's boundaries. You might say, well, the songwriter said take the limits off. We don't want to take the limits off of things that God has put limits on. Amen. It says, praise him for his, according to his excellent greatness. We all know that the Lord is great. He's excellent, his excellent greatness. He ain't just great, his excellent greatness. His greatness goes beyond that. His greatness is excellent. My greatness is great, but his greatness is excellent. His greatness goes beyond my greatness. His greatness goes beyond your greatness. Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. That's how great his excellence is. That's how excellent his greatness is. That's how great he is. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Why wouldn't we want to praise a God like that? Why wouldn't we want to worship a great and mighty God like that, that knows us better than we know ourselves, and we around ourselves 24/7, and he knows us better than we know ourselves. He said that he's a friend of sticking closer than a brother. If your mother and father forsake you, he'll be there to take you up. Who wouldn't want to praise a God like that? He said he'll be your mother when you're motherless. He'll be your father when you're fatherless. He'll be a friend that's taken closer than a brother. He said if you make your bed in hell, he's there. He's always with you. He said he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. His promises unto us are great. Amen. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. We gotta praise. When we go to church, we have to break down hell's kingdom in our praise. Let me tell y'all something, and I'm getting ahead of the topic in my notes, but the Lord wants me to say this now. The reason why we praise God, there are two reasons why we give God praise. There are two reasons why we worship God too, but we're going to deal with praise real quick. There are two reasons why we give God praise. Number one, for him. Give him his praise. We already know this. We lift up God. It lifts him. It moves him. Amen? Another reason is for us. You might say, well, how does our praise help us if we're praising God? Number one, it increases, it levels up in, you're leveling up in your faith. Leveling up in your faith. Amen. It is when you think, oh man, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, I'm getting ahead of the lesson, y'all. I'm sorry. I'll deal with that in a minute. I'm gonna get to that in a minute. We getting ahead of the lesson. Everyone cannot worship the Lord. We can only worship Him if we are filled with the Holy Ghost and living holy. Let's go to Psalms 29, verse 2. I'm sorry, y'all. This is amazing. I said that praise and worship is deeper. It's deeper than this, just a song. It's deeper than just man. Jesus. Man. All right. Psalms 29, verse number 2. And it reads, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. This is why we need to worship. This is why everybody can't worship him. It says it right there. We read, Psalms 149, verse 6. But in this verse, it's telling us we got to worship him in the beauty of holiness. Amen. We got to worship him in the beauty of holiness. We as people, as I said before, we as people, we are contracted to praise God along with things he has created. You might say, well, wait a minute, wait. The things he's created, yeah, they praise the Lord too. The dog, the cat, they praise the Lord. The leaves on the trees, they praise the Lord. The snow, it praises the Lord. The elements, they praise the Lord. You might say, no, how can they praise the Lord? They're not living. You said every living thing. How can they? Plants are living. Uh-oh. You don't believe me that plants are alive? They need water. They need food. We know this through science. Amen. Watch this. Let's go there. Let's go to Psalms 148. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 148. And we tearing up the book of Psalms today. We going back and forth through the book of Psalms today. Amen. But these are just Psalms 148, verses 1 through 14, and we're gonna find out what Psalms 148 says, verses 1 through 14. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the highest. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. This is the sun, the moon, and the stars are praising God. When you see that sunlight, that's praising God. When you see the moon out in the dark of night, that's praising God. When you see the stars up in the sky, they're praising God. These are the elements praising God. Watch this. Let's read a little bit further. It says, hold on. Let me get back to my place. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he has commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made and decreed and de- and decreed, which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and viper and vapors, stormy winds fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees. This is everything praising the Lord. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls. And now watch this. This is us right here. Verse 11. Kings of the earth and all people. That's us, y'all. Princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. We see that word again. Excellent. His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also wait a minute. Well, we're going to leave that alone. But we see here that all of these different elements, they praise the Lord. We read in verse number 10, beasts and all cattle, creeping thing and fowls and flying fowls of the air, the birds in the trees, they praise the Lord. Both young men and maidens and old men and children. Amen. We must praise God in everything that we do. We can give God praise. And look, let me show you something. When you praise God, I said it does two things. It lifts up God and it helps you. Now, watch this. We as people are contracted to praise him. In worship, the saints of God are under submission to God. Now watch this. Psalms 95, verse number 6. Let's go to Psalms 95. I'm going to say, because we just dealt with praise, now we're dealing with worship. In worship, the saints of God are under submission to God. This, we've already established that we can only worship God when we have his spirit. And we read this scripture that he who worships him must worship him in spirit and in truth, and we must worship him in the beauty of holiness. You can't be living in sin and still be holy. Amen? But in Psalms 95, let's go to Psalms 95, verse number 6, and we'll see what that scripture is saying, because true worshipers is going to be under submission to God. Amen? Psalms 95, verse number 6, and it reads, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. This is a form of humbling and submission unto God. This is a form of submission. Now, the only way to get to that place is that you got to be in him. This is a form of humbling yourself. You want to know another form of humbling yourself and another form of submission? Let's go to Romans 12 and 1. Ah, you might say, oh, well, Minister Tuggle, wait a minute. Now you're going to Romans 12 and 1. What's Romans 12 and 1 got to do with this? Romans 12 and 1, that is a verse of submission. That is a verse of submission. Romans 12, verse number 1 says, and we read this all, we've heard this verse throughout all church history. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, what? Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's submission. You're worshiping God when you do this. When you present your bodies a living sacrifice, when you are in worship, you're going to sacrifice. Amen? You got to work because nobody just wants to, look, nobody, because let me give you the definition of submission. Let me give you the definition of submission. The definition of submission is the action or fact of accepting or yielding to a will or authority of another person. This is submission. This is submission. Submission is accepting or yielding. It just showed us right here. It just showed us right here in this verse. In Psalms 95 verse 6 and in Romans 12 and 1. That's yielding to the Lord. That's what submission is. That's what worship is. Amen? So we ask, you might ask the question, what does praise and worship do for us? Well, praise takes our faith to a higher level in God. And you can find, let's go to, I'm just going to read one of these scriptures because we're getting short on time. But if we go to the book of Isaiah chapter 26, let's go to Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. Let's go there real quick, and let's see what the Lord has to say on that verse. Isaiah chapter 26, Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Now, what this verse is saying is, it's telling us if we keep our mind on him, if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace. Now, watch this. You ever heard that song, When I Think of the Goodness of Jesus and All that He has Done for Me, My Soul Cries Out, Hallelujah, I Praise God for Saving Me? That song is a testament to this verse. When you think about what God has done for you, it starts allowing you to see what God has done for you, and it's allowing you to see that God is good. So you'll start praising the Lord, which means it starts lifting your faith. It starts lifting your faith because it's allowing you to see what God has done for you. And it's allowing you to say, wait a minute, if God brought me out of this, he'll bring me out of that. If God brought me out of that thing years ago, he can bring me out of this. Amen? This is what, it increases your faith. And then you start praising him. Oh, I thank you, God, for bringing me out of that. Lord, I thank you, God, for bringing me out of this. Lord, God, I thank you for bringing me out of that. God, I know you can do it because you did it before. And if you did it before, you can do it again. It starts increasing your faith in God. Amen? It starts increasing your faith in God. Let's go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Let's go there real quick. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. That was a tongue twister, y'all. I'm sorry. chapter 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. It says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." Now watch this. This is telling us that what you think is in your heart. So if you're thinking on the goodness of Jesus, that whatsoever man thinketh, so is he. If you think yourself blessed, you're blessed, and you can praise him for being blessed. And you start thinking about the goodness of God, you start knowing that you're blessed. That's why I don't like it when people sit over there and start complaining. They praise their complaints better than they praise God. They start praising the circumstances better than the release. They see the circumstances in their life better than they see what God has done. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek him in your praise. Seek him in your worship. Seek him. Don't seek the problem. You wondering why everything is going downhill because you praising your problems. You giving more glory to your problems than you are God. And God said that he would not give his glory to another. You have defiled the word of God when you praise your problems better than you praise God. Watch this. I understand some of the reason why some pastors have praise teams. Watch this. Some of the reason why some pastors have praise teams is because the people don't know how to praise the Lord. They magnify the devil all through that praise, and then at the end they say, "Pray for me and my strength of the Lord." What in the world? The devil did this to me. The devil did that to me. All the devil. Where was God's praise? Some pastors, I admire them because they're like, "Wait a minute, you over here praising your problems, praising the devil, and you ain't gave God no glory." Shut up. I'm gonna tell you to shut up. Sit down and shut up. Just like that. Because if you praising your problem, don't you know that stuff gets around the saints? Sit down and be quiet. You hurting somebody else when you do that. Don't do that. Don't praise your problems. Ah, man, Jesus. All right, let's go to Philippians. Let's go to the book of Philippians real quick, and let's see what the book of Philippians has to say because, oh, my God, we're getting close to the end. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can call in. You can leave a message on the chat room, and if you have any questions, feel free to send them in, and I'll try to answer them the best way I can, amen, by the help of the Lord. Now, watch this. Remember what I said about thinking about not praising your problems, not thinking on your problems, but thinking about what God has done for you? Amen? Amen? We must continue to praise God with everything within us. Amen. Philippians 4, Philippians chapter 4, I believe it's chapter 4, verse 8. Let's go there real quick. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. This is what the thoughts, this is why that verse I believe it was Psalms 95, verse number 6. No, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. This is why this verse in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, these two verses go together. He said, "It'll keep your mind in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee." This is where in Philippians 4 and 8, this is why he said this. Philippians 4, verse 8, and it reads, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any what? Any praise, think on these things." Amen? Think on these things. It didn't say think on your problems. Thinking on your problems is not lovely. Thinking on how you gonna look, I just went through a test in my life where I had to lean and depend on God. I couldn't think on the problem. I had to think on what God had done for me in the past. I tell my spouse all the time, when we go through a crisis in our house, I say, we're going to lean and depend on God. Because when I can't think of a way out, or when she can't think of a way out, or we have no way out, but look, we just gonna lean and depend on God. And every time I have said that to my wife, every time I've said that, she said, "Okay, we're gonna do that," and it works out. God steps in and it works out. And I kid you not, every single time I've said, or I've said it to myself, "Lord, I'm gonna lean and depend on you," My wife be like, "What are we going to do?" And I'm sitting there with a dumb look on my face sometimes. I'm like, "Babe, I don't know. Well, maybe if we do this," she's like, "Maybe if we do this, we can do this way and this way and that way." I'm like, "No, baby, we're going to lean and depend on God. God brought us out before. He can bring us out again." Amen. This is what we need to do. Amen. Now let's go to Philippians 3. Yeah, let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord, to write the same things to you. To me indeed is not grievance." I think that's what that says. "But for you, it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil works. Beware of conscience. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit." Now, what? Look at this. Look at that right there. Every time it talks about worship, it talks about worshiping God in what? The Spirit. It never says, when you see worship, you always see in the Spirit. You have to have a spirit to worship God. That's why I said this is deeper than what we talk about regularly in church. Amen. What does praise do for God? Well, it moves God. Our praise moves God. Let's go to Psalms 22. Let's go to Psalms 22, verse 3, real quick. Psalms 22, verse number 3. We're almost finished, y'all. We're getting close. Amen. Psalms 22, verse number 3. Psalms 22, verse number 3. Right here. Here we go. But thou art holy. O thou that inhabits the praise of Israel. Inhabits the praises of Israel. Remember when I said he inhabits the praises of his people? Well, you might say, well, it says Israel. It doesn't say me. It doesn't say, well, guess what? When his own received him not, we were engrafted in. We were, anybody that's not a Jew, and this is another lesson for another day, but anybody that's not a born Jew, you are considered as a Gentile. Okay? I am a Gentile. You're a Gentile. The Gentiles were engrafted in when the Jews did not receive him. I'm happy that they did not receive him because it allowed me to step my way on into salvation. Amen? He needed a people. And he said, well, y'all don't want to serve me. I'm going to get some people that want to. And he engrafted us on in there. I'm adopted into the family. I got the same rights and the same inheritance as they do. Once I come up underneath his spirit, once I come unto salvation, I got the free will to praise and worship just like everybody else. I'm a son of the Most High God. You're a daughter of the Most High God. You're a son of the Most High God. As long as you are and as long as you're living holy, you are free to worship and you are free. You're free to praise him anytime you want to, whether you're saved or unsaved, but you're free to worship once you receive salvation. You are free to worship. Amen? We are free to worship. What does our praise do for others? We've been talking about what our praise does for us and what our praise does to God, but what does our praise do for others? Our praise to God can help others. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 34. We have been in Psalms all this time, man. I'm loving this. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's go to Psalms 34. What does it do for others? What does our praise do for others? Let's see. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 3. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Now, watch this. Let's go to Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. Watch this. Revelations chapter 12, verse 11. Because Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, goes with this verse. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. Watch this. And it reads, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Somebody can be touched by your testimony. That's why it's good to have testimony service. That's why I said I'm against the people that don't want to have testimony service and just letting the praise team do it all. They sing a couple songs and that's the praise service and they sit down. Now, I get why some of these pastors don't have praise service because these people that some don't know how to praise the Lord. They you know, all in their problems and they talking about their problems and they talking about the devil and how the devil did this and how the devil did that. That's different. But when you have praise service, it is the acknowledgement that God has done for you. You are acknowledging unto the people what God has done for you. And you don't know. You never know what somebody is going through in their life. You never know. That's why we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. We're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Now, watch this. What does worshiping the Lord do for us? It helps us to learn to be humble and to be in submission to the Lord. Watch this. Let's go to Psalms 5, verse number 7. Psalms chapter 5, verse 7. Let's go there real quick. Psalms chapter 5, verse 7. Psalms chapter 5, verse 7. Come on, y'all. We getting close to the end. But I just want to take you through some of these verses. And I hope you're writing these verses down. And I hope you're, if you want to, you can go back and listen to this show on Blog Talk Radio. And you can listen to this again and get these verses in your spirit. Psalms chapter 5, verse number 7, and it reads, and we were talking about that worshiping God, worshiping the Lord, helps us to learn how to be humble and be in submission to the Lord. Now watch this. Psalms 5, verse 7, and it reads, but as for me, I will come unto thy house in the multitude of his mercy, of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Now, it's saying that, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. What this means is not your fearing. It's not a fear of, oh, you're trembling in your boots or anything like that, because God doesn't want you to do that. What it's saying is, what that fear, that word fear in there is, it's a reverence. It's a reverence. It's an honoring God. It's an honoring to God. That's what it is. It's honoring him. Amen? That is what we need to do. That is what we must do. Amen. That is the submission unto worship. That is the submission in worship. When we fear him, that is that love and respect that we have for him. That's all that is. It's love and honor and respect. That is what that fear in this verse did. That's what fear that they're talking about. That love, honor and respect for the Lord. Amen. That's what that is talking about. And in what does our worship do for God? Our worship to God is the love and respect he so deserves from us. Amen. I'm going to go to these two verses, and then we're going to wrap up here. Let's go to Psalms 103. Let's go to Psalms 103, because I just said, what does our worship do for God? Our worship to God is the love and respect he so deserves from us. That's what it does for God. It shows him respect. It shows him love. It shows him honor. This is what this is. And we're going to read this right now. Psalms 103. And then I got another verse. And then we're going to wrap up in Jesus' name. Psalms 103, verse 1 through 3. And it reads, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. This is the respect. We're showing him respect. We're telling him what he has done for us. We're showing him respect. We're telling him thank you. We're showing him that love. We're showing him that honor. We're showing him that respect. We're showing him that worship. Amen. We, as people of God, we must praise and worship. That's why I said at the beginning, praise and worship is more deeper than what people think it is. Praise and worship is the depth, is in depth of your relationship with God. Amen. Let's go over to Psalms 104, right? The next verse over, amen. This is what it is. This is what worship is right here. This is this worship. And it reads, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. We're telling God, we honor you. You're majestic, God. There was an old song we used to sing at my former church. Oh Lord, how majestic is thy name above all the earth. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Prince of Peace, mighty God, how majestic is thy name, oh Lord. We cannot go a day without praising him. And if you're in the house, and if you're in the will of God, if you're underneath his salvation, there shall not be a day that you don't go without worshiping God. You cannot live this life without praise and worship unto God. He made a way so that even the sinner man can get in on it with praise. He didn't leave us out. He didn't leave the sinner man out. He didn't leave the woman of God out, the man of God out. Actually, when you come up under salvation, you're held to a higher standard. Amen? You're actually held to a higher standard. When you understand that when you come up under worship, you're held to a higher standard. Everybody's talking about worship and praise and worship. You better watch it, because with worship comes humbleness. With worship comes submission. You're held to a higher standard. When you come into this life, when you come unto salvation, you're held to a higher standard. God expects more from us when we're worshiping. When you are a worshiper, you are held to a higher standard. God expects more of you. God expects more of me. When you're praising, he expects from us. But when you worship, he expects more from you. He wants a deeper intimacy with you. I'm going to say this, and we're going to end. There are many ways that you can praise and worship God. There are many ways. Number one, you can dance before the Lord. You can bow before the Lord in worship. You can dance before the Lord in praise. You can praise and worship God in your giving. And I'm not just talking about giving of finances either. I'm talking about, and you know what? That's a form of worship, giving of your finances. You might say, oh, no, he going there. Yes, I'm going there. Giving of yourself, that's giving of yourself, giving out of your need. Giving out of your need. What do you mean giving out of my need? When you really, really need it. Now, I'm not saying go spend your bill money. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. But if you have a little bit of a little bit to give to somebody else or to give to the church, go ahead and give it. It's no harm in you going out picking up a roll of toilet paper for the church. If you give a prophet a glass of water, you'll reap a prophet's reward. Look, let me tell you something. When you give your tithes and your offering, now, tithes is a commandment. Offering is free will, because offering, but it does say you have robbed me in Malachi. I believe it's Malachi. Malachi 2, verse number 2, going down to verse number, I think it's 7. I think it started at verse number 7 or verse number 8. It talks about the tithes and the offering. And don't nobody want to talk about tithes and offering, because some people that are in it for the money, they want to talk about tithes and offering. But we ain't going to go there. That's a different show for another day. We ain't going to go there. It's actually Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. That's Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 11, where it talks about the tithes and the offering. The offering is free will. That's a free will offering. But the tithes are commanded. That is submission. That is you humbling yourself. God don't need your money. He's going to see if you're going to be obedient to him. God don't need your money. And actually, it's not your money. It's God's money anyway. That's why he said, have you robbed me of tithes and offering? That's why he said it. That's why he said, bring your tithes and offering to the storehouse. Amen. Bring your tithes. I'll read it for you. I'll read it for you. We're not dealing with tithes and offering today, but in Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 11, it says, will a man rob God? Ye have robbed me, but ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now, wherewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. This is the Lord telling us what to do. This right here is underneath the worship. When you worship, you are submitting yourself. You are under submission. You are held to a higher standard. The reason why, when you come under salvation, you are telling God, I'm giving my life to you. As we read in Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. When you present your body to him, he gets to do whatever he wants with your life. He can take it any way he wants. He can direct you any way he wants to. That's sacrifice. A living sacrifice, that's being a living sacrifice. When you come up underneath that living sacrifice, when you come up underneath salvation, that's when you can be a living sacrifice. That's when you can worship. That's when you, and worship, like I said, worship teaches us how to be humble. Worship teaches us how to be in submission unto him. Fasting teaches you how to be being humble unto him, being in submission unto him. You might say, well, how does fasting do that? It breaks down the flesh. Because your flesh don't want to be humble. Your flesh don't want to be in submission. It teaches you how to humble your flesh, how to put your flesh under submission of God, to crucify the flesh. Crucifying the flesh ain't nothing but submission to God. We got to crucify this flesh. And I'm not talking about skin and bone. I'm talking about the mindset that you have. That's your flesh. The mindset. That's why in verse number 2 of Romans chapter 12, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It has to be a transformation in Jesus' name. I pray that you got something out of this topic on today. I pray that you have a very, very blessed weekend, rest of your weekend. I pray that you have a very, very blessed week. Man, I've enjoyed being with you guys on today. In Jesus' name, make sure you tune in next week because we're going to have another phenomenal show on next week. As it states in Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the only way to make it to heaven. This is the only way to see the Lord's face in peace one day, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. And if you can, make it to church tomorrow. Give God some praise and some worship. Give God some praise and some worship. And let me tell you something. I didn't say this earlier, but when you praise God, it confuses the enemy. It confuses the enemy. Lord, the Lord wanted me to let you know, when you give God the praise, when you give him his praise, it confuses your enemies. It allows the devil to say, oh, man, I thought I had her. I thought I had him. And he's got to think of a new strategy because you praising God in the midst of it all. Amen. God bless you. I love you. And until next week, this is The Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle right here on the Spirit Alive Network, where the Word of God, this is the transformation station with the Word of God in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. Thank God for Bishop Cook for allowing us to come one more day to bring forth the Word of God on today. God bless you all. Have a beautiful Saturday and a beautiful Sunday. God bless you. I'll see you next week. God bless in Jesus' name.